Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So get this, the rat infestation problem that they have in downtown New York City is becoming a tourist attraction in and of itself. People are going to New York and they want to get videos and pictures of the rats. And some of the city's tour guides have even started to add stops to their routes so people can get their photo ops with these giant smelly rats. The problem is so bad in New York that they actually appointed a rat czar. Now that is an incredible job, just killing rats. I wonder if you get paid by the rat or by the year. It's probably a great incentive to do it by the rat. So people are coming to the city because they want to see the rats, and now you've just appointed somebody who's going to eradicate the rats. Seems like you're cutting off a potential cash flow. Speaking of flow, did you hear about this flight from Atlanta to Spain? They had to turn the plane around, get this, because somebody had diarrhea really, really, really bad. So bad, in fact, passengers say it was flowing down the aisle. They were 2 hours into their flight from Atlanta to Barcelona when the pilot made the decision to turn the plane around and fly back to Atlanta, claiming there was a medical issue on board. And get this, hey, there's audio of the call back to the tower.
It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
All the way through the airplane?
It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane.
So
they want us to come back to Atlanta.
All right, so they had a little accident in their seat. Probably trying to make a beeline to the lavatory. I mean, you got to feel bad for the person, but geez, I mean, isn't there some sort of protocol for this? I guess you'd want your flight turned around because just imagining the logistics of a poo-scattered cabin.
It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
Man, I've been on some pretty crappy flights before, but nothing quite to that scale. Isn't it fun being a human being where your body can fail you so incredibly that it makes world news and they had to turn a plane around? I'm not even mad. It's kind of impressive. And I feel bad for the crew who has to clean that up. Maybe you just take the plane out into a field and set it on fire. Call it good. I mean, consider the alternative. He could have just kept going to Barcelona. 8 hours, 35 minutes. They were already 2 hours into the thing, so yeah, the pilot had to make a decision.
It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
Law enforcement is taking a strong stand in the state of Ohio against the illegal ginseng trade, and cops are going undercover to bust people for ginseng in Ohio. It's a plant that's mostly used for medicinal purposes, State Wildlife Officer Jared Allison said. We find it maybe locally in some energy drinks, face creams, and that kind of stuff here. You see, Ohioans need to be licensed to sell ginseng, and the cops are focusing on people who are unlicensed and licensed dealers who pick the stuff out of season, apparently. And you can get like $4,000 for a grocery bag half full of these roots. According to officials, people caught pay a combined $76,000 in fines and near $22,000 in court costs, with an additional $20,000 in cash being forfeited. Tell me we don't have misplaced priorities in this country. So yeah, go after those ginseng farmers, because God knows that's what we're worried about as parents, right? Those kids trading ginseng in the high school locker rooms. Shifty back alleys, dealers in trench coats opening up to show you the ginseng roots that they got underneath that whatever. You ever wonder why ginseng is illegal in places like Ohio? Well, let's do a simple little Google search. American ginseng is protected in over 20 states due to heavy pressures from international trade. International pressure is sending Joe Sixpack to the county farm and ruining his life because the international community doesn't approve of the way that he's harvesting ginseng. Let's check today's top headlines from Newsweek.com. Trump has issued a warning to United Auto Workers president on electric cars.
I don't like electric cars because China.
He might be right, but I don't like him, even if he's right.
I don't care if they're made in China.
I just want you to go away so we can deal with serious issues like
China.
Supreme Court to decide whether to kick Trump off the ballot. Russian state TV keeps threatening the United States with a nuke strike. Donald Trump is raging at what he calls a trick in the 14th Amendment that critics insist disqualifies him from running for the presidency again. And what are Joe Biden's chances of pulling out of the 2024 race? You can go to newsweek.com to check that out, because I'm not going to tell you right now, because I want you to go there to see it.